Well, the Aussie market is off to a terrible start on Wednesday, and as we approach lunch, we've got the ASX 200 down about 1.3%, easily back below 5,700 points. Single biggest loss for our market in 2 weeks, and it also means that shares are sitting at around 1.5 week lows. What certainly is not helping is that commodity prices fell overnight, but also we had a weak lead from Wall Street and essentially all European markets overnight as well. But really, there are three sectors that are doing most of the damage: the financials for one, the miners, and also energy stocks to boot. In the financial space, the big four banks, they've been falling by as much as 2% today. They're down now for two consecutive sessions, and they've been hit partly off the back of Moody's decision to downgrade their credit ratings on Monday night. QBE Insurance is down 8% in the financial space. It today said that it expects its margins to come under pressure due to higher claims coming out from its emerging markets, and in particular, weather-related claims in Latin America. In the property space, Dexus is escaping losses, and that's because it's in a trading halt. It announced the purchase of two Sydney office buildings and one in Melbourne, and it's going to pay $739 million to acquire those three assets, and will raise around $550 million from investors to get that across the line. Miners and energy stocks are some of the worst, as mentioned, and the reason for that is that we had oil prices fall by 2% overnight. It hit a nine-month low, but oil is also down 20% year-to-date, which means, according to most, that it's in a bear market at the moment. Iron ore down 30 cents or 0.5%, and gold prices are down for the second day. So all of the big names are struggling. BHP is down 3.5%, the single biggest drag. Rio, Fortescue, Woodside, Santos, Origin are also down quite heavily. The defensive stocks are certainly the standouts: utilities, health stocks, and gold. They're accounting for essentially all of the improvements at this stage. AGL is up 3%. It appointed a new chairman. CSL is sitting at near its all-time highs. And there's no major economic news out today, but the Aussie dollar is at 75.8.